So we'll say there are, and if for anyone who's staying, there are some copies over here. There are some copies over here. We're beginning the sefer now. So just to give you a little bit of background. So the Talmud Devora, there are also, again, Shapsi's only had a couple of hard copies. If you're interested in one of these, I think they were $7 a piece. So it's a good, excellent investment. But you have over here the first couple of davim. So we'll say, so the Sefer Talmud Devora was a Sefer written by Rav Moshe Cordovero. Moshe Cordovero lives in 1522 until 1570. Rav Moshe Cordovero is buried in the old cemetery in Tzfat, was known as one of the great Kabbalists of his time. So in his Sefer Talmud Devora, which is a very straightforward and beautiful Sefer, so we're going to see short. In fact, it's usually coupled together with actually a couple of other Svarim, which we'll discuss later on. But in the Sefer, so Moshe Cordovero really tries to go ahead and focus us a little bit on mimicking or trying to replicate the midos of the Ribono Shel Olam. So take a look on page Aleph, on your, again, if you're following in the Sefer, so again, you have to skip past the first Sefer in this volume, is what's called Sha'arei Kedusha, written by Rav Yitzchak, Rav Chaim Vital, excuse me. Skip past Sha'arei Kedusha and go to Talmud Devora, which is just the bottom, it also begins on page Aleph in the Sefer, but it's the second Aleph in the Sefer. So, Perek Rishon. So, as I say, you're going to see, by the way, I want to do this, I'm hoping to finish it over Chodesh Elul, but then again, I thought that we were going to finish Gan HaEmunah in 3 months also. So, 265 Shiurim later, I think I'm going to, so, well, we'll do it as Sylvia as we need to. It's a Perek Rishon. So, look at this introduction. So this is really, the Talmud Devora, you should just know, is like a, it's a staple in the diet of Hasidus, even though, again, of course, Rav Moshe Cordovero was not a Chassid, this is before the Baal Shem Tov, but his teachings are a staple in Hasidus, or very often quoted. So, Perek Rishon, Ha'adam Roi Sheistam Lekonov. So we'll say we begin with a very important yisod. A person has to try to resemble his creator. Va'az yeh besod atzura al yonot salam udmus. And then, ultimately, again, he's able to make himself into something else. Remember, again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man, he says, Na'asa Adam Bitzalmeinu Kid Museinu, which means that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire that we resemble him. That's the idea. We are supposed to resemble God. Ilu Yiduma Beguf of Lobe Pu'ulos Hareyu Machziv Atzura the Yomru Alav Tzura Noa Uma'asim Kurm. So what does that mean that we resemble God? Could it be that some element of our physicality? So that's difficult to understand because, again, we assume, at least according to the Rambam, the Ribono Shel Olam is absolutely not according to the Rambam. The Ribono Shel Olam has no physicality associated with him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we are supposed to resemble him in some way. But how does this resemblance manifest itself? Is it in our physical form in some way, but not through our actions? That would be terrible. Shari Ikra Tzelem Vad Musa Elyon Hein Pulosav. So Rabbi say, this is amazing. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tzelem, the image of God, so the image of the Ribono Shel Olam is obviously not manifest in any type of physicality or physical features. The image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest through his actions, through the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself. Therefore, writes the Mechaber, that what? That our goal is to resemble the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say that is our goal, to in some way find a way to actively resemble God. How do you resemble God? I will say this is the whole idea, to make ourselves B'Tzelem Elokim. What the Ramak is saying is, our job is to make ourselves B'Tzelem Elokim. How do you make yourself in the image of God? Says the Ramak, it's very simple. I figure out what God does, and what? And what? I do the same thing. That's what I do. Whatever God does, I do the same thing. Uramuzos, so the other reason I want to do this is because the Ramak understands that there are 13 primary behaviors of God. Now, not to be confused with the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. There's a different Yud Gimel Midos, right? Which are not the 13 attributes, but rather the 13 behaviors of God. Where are the 13 behaviors of God found? The Pasuk in Micha, Mi kel kamocha. Now you say to yourself, Micha, I'm never learning Micha, right? That's even like, I think that's like in the back of the Navi, right? It's the back of the Navi. Yoshua, I'm like a Yoshua Shoftim kind of guy. And most. Micha is already, Rabbosa, we all say this pasuk. When do we say this pasuk? Tashlich. Tashlich. And there's a very important reason why we say this pasuk in Tashlich. So Micha, Rabbosa says, Mikel kamocha, Yashuv Yirachamena Titin Emes. We're going to see, we'll say, that pasuk in Micha contains what we'll call, not as much 13 attributes, but more 13 behaviors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is through those 13 behaviors that we understand what God does, what makes God God, how God behaves. And the Ramak says it is those 13 behaviors that I am supposed to mimic, that I am supposed to copy. I have to have these same 13 behaviors in myself. We're going to do this again. He breaks them up one midah at a time. 13 behaviors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that we are supposed to mimic. Rabbosai ha'alef, mi kel kamocha. Who is like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, what does that mean? Here we go, Rabbosai. This is absolutely amazing. More Rabbosai, by the way, there are still three more Sfarim. This is not a commercial, but there are three more Sfarim here. You have to have a Tomer Devorah as part of your library at home. You have to have one. There are certain, you have to have a Siddur, you have to have a Kedushas Levi, you have to have a Shas, you have to have a Tomer Devorah also. You don't have to buy these, but at some point in time you have to buy, and also I'm not making these Xerox copies every day, that's the other piece of this also. So at some point in time you have to, I'm feeding you today and tomorrow, then you're going to learn to fly on your own. So again, there are three from here, you'll go out and you purchase your own, you can download it your own, but it's a very, this you're going to see, this is the kind of Sefer also that you have to chazer over and over and over. Ha'echad mikel kamocha. This is a dramatic statement. The Ribono Shel Olam, Melech Ne'elav means what? God is a very degraded king. Sovel Elbon, Mashalo Yechilura. God suffers degradation more than we could ever imagine. What does this mean? What does it mean that God is a melech ne'alav? What a strange statement. We speak about God being exalted, God being great, God being special, and now we're saying what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a degraded king? What's the pshat? Because ultimately, again, there is nothing hidden from the Ribono Shel Olam. God knows everything. Ein rega shelo yeh adam nizon miskay mikoach al yonah shafela. We'll say furthermore again, every moment we exist how? Only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. Only through divine providence. It is only through God, meaning only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us energy to live, koach to live, that we're able to survive. Without that, we can't. We'll say it's a very important yesod. The only reason we exist moment to moment is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to shower us with his bracha, to shower us with his divine energy. Now watch this. This statement is going to blow your mind. That means that even when I sin, how am I committing an avera? Right? I know, no one knows the answer. You all tzaddikim. I'll tell you how you commit an avera. Right? He will say, I'm committing an avera with the very energies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. So I'm talking Lashon Hara. How? Because God is giving me the ability and the strength to speak. So I'm taking the very energies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, and I'm misappropriating them in the commission of sin. Any single avera I do requires koach. Where does that koach come from? That koach comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm actively taking the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's actively pouring into me, and I'm actively misusing it for something inappropriate. The Neyos Sha'adam Choteva Koachahu Lomin Al Menaklau. And says the Rabak, you want to hear something? So that chutzpah is pretty astounding. But you want to hear something even more amazing? I'm about to say, you know what's more amazing? Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't throw the switch. See, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is amazing. I'm in the midst of doing something that is actively against the will of my Creator. And what does He do while I'm doing this? What does He do? He continues to give me koach. He doesn't shut it down. He doesn't shut down the power line. He doesn't go ahead and say, stop. This is what you're using your life for. This is what you're using your Dibur for. I don't need to give you resources for you to misappropriate them. Even while I'm actively committing an Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm doing. Not only does he know what I'm doing, but he's actively giving me the koach to continue to do what I'm doing. Ella, so what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Well, I'm taking the very koach that he gave me and I'm misappropriating it. Ella, sova la Kadosh Baruch Hu elbon kaze, lios mashpia bo koach tenuos evarov. Vumotzi oso kocho bo oso rega bechei, turn the page. Va'avon umachis. The Kadosh Baruch Hu who's sovel. So we'll say, what does the Ibn Shalom do? I'm committing an Avera. And what is Kadosh Baruch Hu doing while I'm committing an Avera? What is he doing? He's actively giving me the energy. And he's just sitting there taking it. He's sitting there taking it. We'll say, can you imagine such a thing like this? Can you imagine as a parent, you give your child money, you give him the car, right? He says, okay, mom and dad, I'm going to borrow the car. I'm going drag racing. Okay, Tatala, have a great time. Right, just put on your seatbelt. Right, what are you talking? You're going drag racing? No, you don't get the car. And if you fool me once, you're certainly not going to get the car again. I'm going to give my child an allowance, and he's misusing an inappropriate thing. He's going to take away the money. You lose your privileges. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me koach. I sin with the very kochos he gives me. For one simple reason, I have no kohos other than the kohos he gives me. I have no life force other than the life force he gives me. I take that very life force, I sin with it. And what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He probably just sits in the celestial corner with his head bowed, upset, ashamed, degraded. And what does he do? He continues to give me the koach. He doesn't stop. He doesn't shut down the pipeline. He continues to give me the koach. Now, by the way, don't say because God can't shut down the pipeline. Don't say because God can't throw the switch. It's not true. Remember again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to freeze me in my tracks to prevent me from committing an Avera, he can do that. How do I know he can do that? Because we'll say there are episodes where he does do that. Right? He quotes over the episode from Malachim from Yeravam ben Nevat, where again, there's the famous story where again, Yeravam is about to, wants to harm the Yohan Navi. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He freezes Yeravam's arm in place so that Yeravam can't do anything to... HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to freeze a person in place to prevent them from doing bad things, he absolutely can. Vim koze shakoach biyodo lahachzir akoach hanishpahu v'hayu lo lomar kevan shatachote negdi techta b'shachav lo b'shali. God has every single right to say, listen, I'm happy to give you kohos. I'm happy to give you life. I'm happy to give you energy and resources. As long as you're doing the right thing. You want to sin? No problem. You have free choice. Gege is not to hate. But do it on your own dime. Right? Use your own life force. Use your own resources. Use your own breath. Use your own heart. Use your own brain. Not on my time. Because Rav has every single right to do that. Lo mipnei zem, manatu lo mi adam, ela saval elbon, vishkiach hakoach, vehitam lo adam tuvo. But what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do when we commit Averos? What does he do? The answer is, what does he do? Rav say, what does he do? Nothing. He sits there continuing giving me the same exact kohos. Right? And just continues to pump it in and is degraded. It's degraded because the King of Kings sees the very resources he gives his subjects misused and abused each and every day and does nothing, doesn't throw the switch, doesn't shut down the pipeline. He just sits there and suffers the degradation. Vari ze elbon v'savlanut mashalo yisupar. Rabbi saying, this is degradation and patience more than we could ever imagine. V'alze korim malachi asharis la'kadosh baruch hu melech avim. Also listen to this. And because of this, the malachi asharis often call God a degraded king. So we'll say, it's almost like the malachim can't understand this. The malachim say, what kind of king does this? What kind of king are you? You're sitting there all humbled with your head bowed, ashamed in your corner because you're being trampled upon. You're the king of kings. But you're being trampled upon by these people who are taking the kohos you give them, and they're actively misusing it. What are you doing? V'hainu om Rabbos, listen to this. So therefore, says the Navi Micha, therefore, what's the first attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mi kel kamocha. God, who is like you? Ata bal chesed hametiv. You are so kind. You are such a bal chesed. Kel bal koach linkom b'lesof ha'shocha. You have the ability to take revenge. And if not to take revenge, at least to take back that which you are have given when you see it is misused, and yet v'im kol zeh atosova v'na'alav ad yashuv b'tshuva. Yet what do you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do? You sit and you wait until your children come back to you. I will say, says the Navi Micha, this is the first behavior of God. Mi kel kamocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has incredible patience. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even willing to sit through and to weather through the degradation until we decide to come back to Him. Mi kel kamocha. Now I will say, a lot of people suffer degradation and humiliation. But usually that's because what? They have no control over their circumstances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to stop the resources as soon as we don't do what He wants. But He doesn't. He doesn't. Instead, what does He do? He goes in and He has patience. And even though, again, those patience, it's degrading for Him. It's degrading for the Melech Malchei Hamelachim to sit in the corner while His creations don't do what He wants. And yet He continues to bankroll their efforts, despite the fact that they're not doing His will. So we'll say, what do we learn from this? And this is amazing. Harezu Midah Sha'adam Tzarech L'Nitznayor. We'll say lesson number one. Behavior number one that we need in order to become a Tzelem Elokim, Ritzoni Hasavlanut. I was saying, lesson number one, to learn to be patient with each other. You know, I was saying, people say patience is a virtue. Patience is not a virtue. Patience is a necessity. Someone does something that you don't like. Someone acts towards you, says something towards you, whatever they do, ma'isim b'chol yom, people do things we do not like. We're so quick to anger. We're so quick to lose it. We're so quick to get upset with them. We'll say, that is not an appropriate midah. By the way, going back to our Gan Emuna days, we learned the Gan Emuna, it's a pegam and emuna, because obviously if that happens, Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me something. But even more than that, says the Ramak, the Ribono Shel Olam gets offended every single day. Gets offended every single day. And what does He do about the offenses? And by the way, the offenses that God suffers are much worse than anything that we suffer. And what does Kadosh Baruch Hu do when somebody offends Him? What does He do? What does He do? Nothing. Nothing. Savlanut is not a virtue. Savlanut is the first part in your being a Tzelem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with those who do not do what He wants. How careful and how patient we must be with those who upset us and offend us as well. But there's another piece. Isn't this amazing, by the way? That the first attribute in becoming Tzelem Elokim is not learning more Torah, is not putting on your tefillin b'kavana, is not davening with tears coming down your eyes, is not using the mikveh every morning. The first step in becoming a Tzelem Elokim is what? Is patience. Is savlanut. Be patient with each other. We have to be patient with each other. Rabbi Osei, people sometimes do things we don't like, and we get upset, and we get angry, and we get braggis. And Rabbi Osei, you know what the worst is? Alana, this is mamish like a machala. Passive-aggressive. You know, passive... No, you don't know what I'm being tzaddik. I'll tell you that passive-aggressive. Right? Passive-aggressive is... I'm not angry. But I'm going to avoid you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just like... So I'm not going to rip your head off. I'm not going to yell at you. But I'm just going to stay away. Let's say, that's, besides the fact that it's gaiva, it's totally antithetical to be Metzalam Elokim. Does Kadosh Baruch Hu get passive aggressive with us? No. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ultimately you wronged me, but I'm still going to be patient with you. But say, now where does divine patience stem from? Divine patience stems from the idea that what? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows we're going to come back. He knows we're going to return to Him. Because He sees the good in us. How do you cultivate a sense of patience with other people, Rabbi Osei? By seeing the good in them. Even when people upset us, and even when people offend us, people are good, and sometimes they act out for a whole variety of reasons. Be patient with people, and you will see their goodness. And he ends off by saying, V'im kol zeh v'chin hayos ne'alav afilu madregozu, v'im kol zeh lo ye'asof tovasa min ha'makabo. But I'll say there's another piece. Sometimes people hurt us. And as a result, we say to ourselves, you know what? If this is what being involved with people is all about, I'm going to retreat into myself. You can't do that either. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hurt by people every single day. Yet what? He never retreats into Himself. He always remains engaged with humanity. But the idea is one and the same. It's the savlanut. It's being patient with people. Recognizing that even when people do bad things, at their core, there is still good. And if you have patience, if you're patient with them, their good will come out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with us, as a result becomes the Melech Ne'elav, as a result becomes terribly degraded. But he's patient with us because he sees the good inside of us and he knows we're going to return. Our Tzelem Elokim demands of us that we too be patient with others, seeing the good in them, knowing that ultimately that good will come out. $7.